Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
The drug that I'll be discussing today is adalimumab. Adalimumab is a fully human anti-TNF monoclonal antibodies. And since it was first launched, there has also been the introduction of various biosimilars. It is usually administered by subcutaneous injection. The choice of the anti-TNF agent depends on patient preference, availability, cost, and accessibility. The timing of these drugs is a matter of debate, and one can find further data in the current ECHO guidelines. Appropriate consent and testing should be performed prior to initiation of therapy. The use of adalimumab in Crohn's disease. Induction period. The Classic 1 trial demonstrated that patients with active disease were treated favorably with adalimumab. An induction dose of 160 mg, followed by 80 mg at 2 weeks, was needed to achieve remission in 36% of patients at 4 weeks, compared to 12% of those receiving placebo. In the GAIN trial, the efficacy of adalimumab as a second-line anti-TNF therapy in patients with active Crohn's disease and with loss of response or intolerance to infliximab was assessed. After 4 weeks, 21% of adalimumab-treated patients versus 7% of those on placebo were in clinical remission. The remission figures were lower than those in the Classic 1 trial, and this suggests that the proportion of patients losing response to a first anti-TNF agent may develop a general resistance against this class of drugs. In the DIAMOND trial, which was a randomized controlled trial, combination therapy of adalimumab and dapirolizumab was not superior to adalimumab monotherapy for induction of clinical remission. However, combination therapy was associated with endoscopic improvement at week 26, although this benefit was lost at the end of 1 year. There was no increase in adverse events leading to discontinuation associated with combination therapy, and the dose of azathioprine used in this trial was lower than the usual dose used in Crohn's disease patients. Thus, this brings us to the current ECHO guidelines recommendation, which states that we suggest against the combination of adalimumab and thiopurines over adalimumab alone to achieve clinical remission and response. Maintenance in Crohn's disease. Adalimumab's effectiveness in maintenance was proved in the CHARM study, with some interesting data on mucosal healing available from the EXTEND study. In the meta-analysis from Stidham et al., where clinical remission was defined as a CDAI score of less than 150, the overall likelihood of maintaining remission with adalimumab versus placebo was 2. This was similar to other anti-TNF. Thus, the current ECHO recommendation state that in patients with Crohn's disease who achieve remission with anti-TNF agents, maintenance treatment using the same treatment is recommended. On the basis of a meta-analysis of 9 studies on adalimumab by Shaloub et al., no differences in maintenance of clinical remission between combination therapy and monotherapy was found. Whereas this meta-analysis was limited to 1 year of follow-up, in the sensitivity analysis, studies with a longer follow-up showed similar results. There is no quality data available for steroid-free clinical remission. However, in the ADHERE cohort, which is an open-label extension study that prospectively follows up the cohort of patients originally enrolled in the CHARM study on adalimumab, the rates of steroid-free remission were similar in patients with or without concomitant immunosuppression at baseline after 3 years of follow-up. Thus, this leads us to the current recommendation by ECHO stating that in patients with Crohn's disease who have achieved long-term remission with the combination of adalimumab and immunosuppressants, we suggest monotherapy with adalimumab. But what about data from routine clinical practice in Crohn's disease? An international multicenter non-interventional study evaluated more than 2,000 adalimumab-naive patients. The proportion of patients in an HBI remission increased from 29% at baseline to 68% at year 1 and 75% at year 6, with serious infections being reported in 11% of patients. Adalimumab and postoperative recurrence. This drug can also be prescribed as to prevent postoperative recurrence of Crohn's disease. In a study by Savarino et al., patients who had Crohn's disease, who had undergone ileocolonic resection, were analyzed for the role and effectiveness of adalimumab. The rate of endoscopic recurrence was significantly lower in the adalimumab group at 6.3% compared with azathioprine at 64.7%. Furthermore, there was a significantly lower proportion of patients with clinical recurrence in the adalimumab group compared with azathioprine. The role of adalimumab in ulcerative colitis. We'll start with induction. The ULTRA-1 trial demonstrates superiority of adalimumab over placebo for the induction of remission of UC, with same doses as being used as in Crohn's disease. Clinical remission at week 8 was 15.1% compared with 3.8% of patients receiving placebo. With regards to maintenance in the ULTRA-2 trial, which was a randomized controlled trial, significantly more adalimumab-treated patients than placebo-treated patients achieved clinical remission at week 8 and as well at week 52. Similar significant results were observed at all time points for clinical response and mucosal healing. Patients were allowed previous anti-TNF therapy. Treatment benefits were greatest in anti-TNF-naive patients, since among patients who had previously received anti-TNF, rates of remission at week 8 were no better than placebo, and rates at week 52 were just 10.2%. With placebo, this rate was 3%. A systematic literature review evaluated the real-world effectiveness of adalimumab in patients with ulcerative colitis. In terms of induction of response and remission rates, these were slightly higher than or similar to those observed in the ULTRA-1 and ULTRA-2 trial. However, at week 52, maintenance of response and remission with adalimumab treatment was often higher than those reported in randomized trials, this being above 50%. This is a brief summary on the evidence for the use of adalimumab in the management of inflammatory bowel disease. Further detailed information can be found in the relevant ECHO guidelines and topical reviews.